This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. David Mearns has enjoyed a more than 30-year career as one of the world's most accomplished shipwreck hunters, specializing in deepwater search and recovery operations of historic wrecks. He got his start at the University of South Florida College of Marine Science, where he received his master's in 1986. Mearns was back in the area recently for a presentation at the Mahaffey Theater, but first he talked to University Beat about his career and why he does what he does.
Yeah, that is a good question. It's the question that I ask before I start any project. What is the purpose of doing it? These are generally expensive operations in the range of millions of dollars. Oftentimes, it's to answer some unknown question. So, for example, with HMS Hood, historically, this was a vessel that was lost during World War II in a battle with Bismarck, and it's the greatest loss in British naval history. 1,415 men died. Only three survived. And the battle only lasted 6 minutes, and Hood was hit only three times. So why was a ship that sailed around the world for 20 years as the most powerful, the most feared, the fastest battleship in the world, how was it lost that quickly? And why did everybody die? That gives you just one reason why we go out and find these shipwrecks.
What do you enjoy more, the research and the planning, or the actual exploration and discovery?
Nothing can beat the moment of discovery, because that can be pure exhilaration. But you can also achieve the same feeling and same sense of achievement and satisfaction in the planning phases, or specifically in the research phases, when you're in archives or looking for historical information that is the pointer to where the shipwreck is. I mean, that's the first law of shipwreck hunting, is you have to search in the right place. And you're using historical clues that are uncertain. We're using old information to actually find these wrecks. And that old information is found in public archives and private libraries and in various scattered places around the world. And sometimes the key to whether a wreck can be found or not can be one isolated clue on one piece of paper hidden in one archive, and you've got to uncover it.
How many shipwrecks would you estimate you've discovered in your career?
I know the exact number. It's 25. I haven't found everyone. Nobody can be perfect, but I've got a very good track record. It's now 90%.
What's the oldest wreck you've discovered?
Somebody asked me that question earlier today, and I answer it in two parts. When you work in the Mediterranean, looking for even a modern ship, you'll find very old vessels because they're everywhere. And you often find vessels that are 2,000 years old. And that technically is the eldest, but I don't count that because I wasn't looking for that. The one I count is a ship that was in Vasco da Gama's second voyage to India. It's a Portuguese nau that was lost in 1503. And to give you an indication of how old that is, it predates sort of any shipwreck of that period by at least 30 years.
And what's the coolest wreck that you've discovered?
The coolest is possibly the Vasco da Gama one, because it has gold coins and it has artifacts that people could relate to. Because it's so old, we're allowed to actually recover the artifacts to be able to put in a museum. This is not treasure hunting, this is archaeological research. You know, you can't beat finding a 500-year-old gold coin, or a 500-year-old bell, or a 500-year-old astrolabe, of one of which this is the only one in the world of that age. That is a very cool thing.
You can see more from our interview with shipwreck hunter David Mearns on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.